reason why we can call ourselves that. And in Romans 12, if you want to look in there, Romans 12, verses 4 and 5, it talks about this. We're going to be celebrating one another, celebrating what we do together, how we serve one another, how we live life together with one another and help one another. We heard people talking about their areas of ministry. I want to have a chance to be able to say thank you. So, you know, person A or person B, that you made a difference in my life when you greeted me or you sat down and talked to me that time. You really made a difference in my life. This is the time when we can really appreciate who we are. And oftentimes these are the things that somebody has said, you know, these are the things that are under the radar that nobody really sees. The things that happen, but they don't get put in church reports. Sometimes those are the ones that really make the eternal difference and really encourage you. And so I want to be able to celebrate what a great, beautiful, wonderful family we have here today. It's the way God designed it to be, right? It really is. Let's stand and we're going to read our verse today. Let's read together. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. God, teach us this truth. God, help us to live the beauty of this truth. And what a difference that will make in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. You may be seated. The body is an amazing thing, isn't it? There's so many things, you know, I can play my guitar, but you know how many things are involved in moving these fingers to different chords? Oh, my heavens. Muscles, tendons, nerves, the brain, my hearing, my eyesight, I mean everything, it's all works together, and they're all interdependent on each other and connected. And it's, our verse says, we in Christ, though we're many, many different parts, we form what? One body. That's us. The Bible, in Galatians 2:20, says, I have been crucified with Christ, yet I no longer live, but what Christ lives in me. And yet somehow, the scripture also teaches us that now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. So somehow he's in me, and I'm in him, and you know, we can't wrap our minds around the enormity of God, but that's the way we are. It's the way we're designed, and we're designed with variety. We're designed with many different parts, just like this finger does very different things than this finger does. And this thumb looks like my toe, my big toe, but they are very different in how they're used, aren't they? We're just so much variety, and each one is important, all for the purpose of working together. And we're designed not to be lone rangers. How many people have ever heard of the Lone Ranger? Okay. Well, you get the concept. Lone Ranger, he was all on his own. He'd ride in with the mask, you know, and we're not designed to go it alone. We're designed to be part of this body, and we're designed to be not independent, as we Americans oftentimes try to be, but interdependent. I need you. You need the person sitting across from the aisle from you. They need the person sitting across from the aisle from them, and you know what? They need me. We all need each other. We're interdependent, not independent. And as we are functioning interdependently together, we are the visible body of Christ on this earth, the church. Yes, individually as we go out, we are his ambassadors, but you're not the body of Christ. You are not the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. It is a we thing, and it has to be. It doesn't work any other way. And we all, and this is the real important part, we all belong to each other. Take a minute. You belong to me. You know, when you got something that's yours, I got a car. You know what I have to do with that car? Yeah, I bring it over to Todd's. He gets the oil changed. He pays for all my repairs. Wouldn't that be great? No, it's not the way it works. It's my car. I take care of it. You belong to me. I belong to you. I take care of that which is my own. I'm concerned for what is mine. And you belong to me. You're my responsibility. Not put me down there sitting next to you. This is not the pastor Frank speaking. This is Frank, your brother in Christ, speaking. You belong to me just as the person next to you belongs to you and the person sitting behind you belongs to you. We have that responsibility to take care of one another, to be concerned for one another's well-being and safety. That's why we're supposed to pay attention to one another, because these people around you belong to you. And not only that, not only do you belong to me, but guess what that also means? I belong to you. And so, in that sense, I have to be willing, I, as each of us thinking of ourselves, I have to be willing to let people in, because I'm not just my own individual. I'm interdependent, and I belong to you. And I need to be willing and able to let you be a part of my life, because I just don't belong to me. I belong to you as well, just as you belong to me. We're interdependent. And I need to learn to let people into my life. I need to learn how to let others care for me and be concerned for me. And some of us, that's like, nope. That's a little too close. I don't need somebody up in my business. You know what? We need to let people sometimes up in our business. We need to allow people to care for us. Is it risky? Yeah. Is it risky to care for somebody else? Yeah. Love is risky, isn't it? I'm sorry, I can't take that away. God never intended to take that away. So we belong to each other. It's what makes church more than just a place where we go to meet. It makes us a family. It makes you my family and me part of your family. It makes you my people, not because I'm the pastor and it's my church. It's because I belong to you and you belong to me. We're people, a people together. We're a community together. And when we walk in the door, we have to, when we allow others into our lives, we can do more than just say, hi, good morning, how are you doing today? Nice day today, it snowed, yes. We can do more than that. We can say, hey, how are you? How's it going? It's good to see you, and be family and community together. So we are family, we are one body. So with that, I want to take a few minutes to allow you to just say, you know what? Here's somebody that was really family to me, and I appreciate them because they did this, or they do this in the church, or they did that for me. I want to give you the opportunity to say, hey, I appreciate people. I appreciate you. So, Brother Bill's going to start us off.
As you were speaking, Pastor, I had a crystal clear example of just what you said. Some of you know Gary Hill. I thought when I first met Gary, he's a man's man. He works for the fire department and tough guy to get close to. Yeah. I'll never forget at the lowest point of my life, this is pre-Joyce, and as much as she's helped me along the way, maybe 6 years ago, I was ready to give up on the ministry and not come back to church, and I was at a low, low point. And Brother Gary picked up on it and dragged me literally into the library, was over here now then, put his hand on my knee for a tough guy. I thought that was a little strange. And he wanted to know how I was doing and what was going on. I shared a little bit. I told him my heart, how I felt like leaving the church. And he began to cry, and he looked into my eyes, and he says, "I will not let you go."
Wow.
And that stuck with me all these years, and it's one of the reasons I continue to come back and as often as we can. And I love him for that. He showed me the body of Christ.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Yeah, when you have that somebody sit down and say, "No, I'm going to get up in your business because I care," right? Jerry?
Well, I have a family member here who inspires me every time I see him serve. It's, you know, when you get in your older years, I think you're supposed to slow down and enjoy things more. But, you know, many times this summer, and I drive by here and I see a man driving that tractor, mowing the grass, and at his age, serving the God, loving God like he does, and that's an inspiration. Mr. Martin, you inspire me to do more. As you heard, I've taken on quite a bit more for the ministry of not only this church, but the city of Warren and the whole Michigan district. And I do that because I love God and I love serving. But you can never outgive or outserve the Lord. And that's why I contend to try to do more and to show my love of God. But I thank you, Brother Martin. You really inspire me every time I see you out there. God bless you.
Amen. Amen to that, brother. I'll agree with that. I'm just going to stick my own in here. And this is a brother who supports me in probably ways. I think he knows he's intentional about it, and I know he does it purposefully, but I don't know whether he knows how much it means to me, and I want him to know. I appreciate his prayers and his support and service. My good brother, thank you. Did I see your hand up, Dora? Thank you, Donna.
Hi, everybody. Good morning for me. I just can't thank everybody here, most of you, but there's two of you who I definitely have to thank the most, and that's Bonnie Clark for being there for me, even when she wasn't feeling well, and as well as Dorothy Pear. Those two have helped me immensely. They were there when I needed them, and I thank them both for it, and Pastor Frank's been there as well, and I thank all of you because I love all of you. Thanks.
Amen. We love you too, Donna. Amen. Ken?
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Hey.
My first year here, I'm from Houston, Texas, and I moved over here. My first year here, I got in a car wreck and about an hour away, and Scott came and picked me up, and they took after me, gave me a place. I stayed at their house because they insisted so they could look after me, and they've been a family for me. So I'm so grateful for them, and Scott's been helping with me with my faith and trying to make me a better person, and I give a lot to their family. Thanks.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for them.
Amen. Amen. Oh.
You know, for me, it's every person in this church. I've had a need. I've been sick. Somebody has showed up at my door with a meal, and I think, who am I? I do very little here. You guys show up and take care of me, and that's what we're supposed to do as a family. So I appreciate each and every one of you because you truly are a blessing. And you hear me say on Sundays we're supposed to take care of each other. And you guys do show that we are supposed to take care of each other. So each one of you are a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you. I think somebody gives a few meals away herself, so. Bless you. Hi, Rachel.
I know I'm kind of new here, and I don't bear a significant title here, but I'd just like to say thank you to Ms. Chris Metzler. Ever since I've been here, she's been so warm and kind, and Dorothy. But Chris Metzler, I mean, if I'm having a bad day, she texts me, you know, she comes up to me, she encourages me. And the other people that encourage me are Brother Tom and Betty and Orville. And sometimes I feel aggravated, but my own pastor encourages me. I went through a withdrawal from Cymbalta for my lupus, and I really had to break the news to him that I needed help, and he was there for me. So I really feel like this is a really friendly church.
Amen. God, you're not new. You're one of us. Anybody else? Yeah, Amanda.
I just want to thank Wendy for praying for me. I didn't know that I needed it, but she knew. She prayed for me last week. I didn't even know. I like to hold my whatever I'm going through inside. I never tell anybody. Mm-hmm. So it was just starting to show. I was starting to get sick, and I was feeling better now. I'm better now. Thank you so much. Well, but everybody here is so sweet.
So somebody noticed, huh?
Yeah, she noticed.
And you were trying your best not to be noticed. And, you know, somebody said, you know what, I'm paying attention. Yeah. I care. That's awesome. That's just loving our family, right? Yeah. Amen. Gosh. Anybody else? I'll come back to you. Hey, Brennan.
I just wanted to thank Logan for inviting me to this church, and I've been really welcomed here, and I really love coming here. And I want to thank Pastor Frank for guiding me through the way and being there for me at all times. You know, I've really got closer to God this way, and God bless you guys.
Well, God bless you, Brennan. Thank you. Glad to have you here. Jillian?
So I just had to say how much I appreciate our elders here, Orville and Faye and Betty especially. And I never really got to know my grandma, and she'll tell me, she's like, your grandma would be so proud of you, and she died when I was so young. And just to like hear that and to not know her like is a huge blessing. And Faye was always there for me, and I miss her dearly. And just to have Orville like supporting me, you guys are a huge blessing.
Thank you, Jillian. I echo that. I love our seniors. I'm still bringing up the rear, trying to catch up with you guys, but they're part of the reason why I'm still around, because their support and their love. Thank you. Brother Clint.
Well, Pastor, I want to thank you for doing everything that you do. When I was sort of in between coming here, when they were between the last pastor and yourself, and one of the things that I think was really cool with you coming here is you're such a young man, you know, and it's like, yes, it's like a young guy here. It was a new
blood.
All right,
I'll just
and you know, like you brought music to the church, and you know, you and your wife are bringing the more the younger people into it, and it's just been really cool. You've helped me out just sometimes, just listening, just some little things that you said. Mm-hmm. And not that I'm putting you on the spot, but I thank God that you're here.
Thanks.
And a lot of times when a church does it, whenever anything does a transition from, you know, whether you're going from one leader or a new manager to the other or new pastor, you know, there's always the kind of, oh, what's going to happen now? It wasn't like it used to be, but you've really been a blessing. And
thank
I just
you.
Want to say thank you for that.
Thanks, brother. You've been a blessing to me, too. Appreciate it. Thank you. Brother Brian.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank my brother Bill and Joyce over there for the small group they used to have in 2012. And, you know, it was a church small group, and we really got to know each other a lot better, and found out who we were, how we are in Christ to one another and to the body. And that was reaching out and an example of, you know, the verse Romans, 12, 4 and 5,
mm-hmm.
where each part of the body. And yeah, so he was a good example for me.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes in those are the places, they just had a group and somebody came and found out a bit of the, what their identity could be as a part of a body. And so sometimes we just oh, okay, I'll open up my house and unintended blessings. I'm so glad too, Brian. I really am, that God brought you here. My young brother Michael knows all the fast food jingles.
I just wanted to thank Miss Chris, because when I was a really little kid back in Children's Church, I'm very sure we had like a little, I was never without Christ in my life, but I think I kind of came to know that I'm a Christian with Miss Chris in the hallway over there by the bathroom. And she's always been, you know, always interested in what I'm doing and stuff, and we have like a common French interest, and we always talk about that, and she's always asking me how I'm doing in school. So I think that's great. And also, even though she's not with us anymore, Sybil kind of showed me the ropes and gave me some hymnals and showed me how to do some stuff, and now I'm the pianist, and I think she's looking down on me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That really is, brother. Thank you, Michael. I'm with you on Sybil. I've got her old little brown 80,000-year-old briefcase that she carried around all of her music that she would... I've got it sitting next to my credenza as a reminder when I walk in my door, because she served all the way well into her 80s. She was serving, and I'm like, hey, you know what? If Sybil can do it, boy, you better not start coming up with lame excuses like I'm getting too old, right?
I'd like to thank Terry. How long has it been since you had cancer? It's been almost 5 years, 4 years, 4 years. And and Terry brought over food, which just kind of floored me, because she's a pastor's wife, and I'm not used to a pastor's wife serving the congregation, and just for her to humble herself to do something that simple was really, really an honoring thing for us. And appreciate that she's active in the church and does so much, so many little things that mean so much to other people.
Wow. Thanks, Todd. Oh, boy, we are just...
Hi. I'm just thankful to be part of this body, period. There are so many people that have helped me along the way. And when I came in 2006, I mean, I wasn't here long before cancer came back again on me. And everyone helped out. Sally came, and I'm forgetting names and everything, but Bahati. Anyhow, they came, they cleaned when I was having my going in for my chemo and everything, and then people bought me meals, and then when I can't breathe too well, I had people come over and help with my yard and get it all fixed up for me, and I'm just blessed and happy to be here and be in part of this family. So
Amen.
Thank you all.
Amen. And there are so many other people that drive people around, drive people to doctor's appointment. I mean, you have no idea the things that go on behind the scenes of people just caring for each other. I'm right back there with you, Paul.
I'll be real quick. I just want to thank Pastor and Gary Hill. 6 years ago, you both know what was going on in my life, and you guys were there for me. And I'll never, ever forget that. You guys showed me the love of Christ like nobody has ever shown me love in my life before. And I'll never, ever forget that, ever. So thank you both so much.
So glad to have you in my life, my sister. God bless. Brother Paul.
Just want to thank you guys in the band and the choir. Every week you inspire all of us with the music. Michael on the piano, all you guys on the guitars, and the ladies singing. It's beautiful. It opens my heart. Even though I have a hard time singing, I don't have a great voice, so I just kind of keep it low over here. I love listening to you guys. It's a great inspiration. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, thank you so much. What a... Oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know, we talked about my office ministry, and because of it, I get to see so much of what goes on in the background. So I do, I have a list, and I wanted to go last because I wanted to give all you guys the opportunities to worship and praise God for each other. But I just want you to know some of the things that goes on about around here that you would not necessarily notice. Sally, she is our funeral organizer. Whenever we have a funeral here, she'll make sure that we have Kleenexes and hymnals up on the front row.
Greeting,
and she'll make sure that we have people here to greet.
Yeah.
So you don't know what a blessing that is to people who are in pain.
Now, if you've got a list, you're going to have to go through the list.
All right, I'm going to go through my list quicker. All right, but anyways, Doug Cox and Tom Perry, they set up the tables for whenever we
Amen.
Have a special event.
That's appreciated.
What a blessing. And they have, they use tape measures. It's perfect. And they clean up the parking lot and the yard in the springtime. And they'll spend hours out there taking care of things. Betty Dickens is our wonderful prayer warrior, along
Amen.
With Orville.
Many others.
Wes Insko, he sets up for communion and runs the financials for the Sunday school.
Doug helps with that.
Suzette Catapotis, she's very helpful in planning women's events. Logan and Brennan, they help clean up, and Logan does some yard work. Scott and Karen Lower, they do outreach things, and now they're going to media, and Scott helps out with the media booth and leads the men's group. Helen McRobert, she's up in the top. She's the most unassuming person I know. She's been here for years and years and years. I didn't know that. She's done worked on the board. She's taught children. She greets. She works with the kids. And she works with the board members on committees and stuff. Tom and Judy Miller. Judy Miller and Travis and Brianna, the whole Miller clan. They're here every week for the food pantry, or not every week, but every other week. They pack up the boxes, they pass them out. That happens on the weekends. We don't even see that happening. You know, the only time we even think about it is when she says, hey, we're running low. So she just takes care of stuff. And anytime we have a big meal, a funeral meal, the whole family's here taking care of stuff. Dorothy Pear, I told you she helps out in the office by folding and stuffing the envelopes and doing the sanctuary. Scott and Linda Steinberg. Scott works in the media booth.
Yes,
Linda
yes.
puts together our newcomer letters. And Brian does a lot of maintenance around here. You know, just the light maintenance, things you don't even think about. You know, the cleaning and the everything that gets done around here, you know. This place is a nice place to come to, and it's only because of all the work that everybody does
That's
around
right.
here. And I appreciate every one of you.
Amen. Thank you. I'm just going to give one last plug for the unseen folks in the tech booth that are back there making everything run right. Needing some help back there. We've lost a few folks. So if you would be willing to serve, we would definitely need some help to spread that out a little bit in the tech booth. All right, Scott, you're the last one. I'm putting the kibosh on it.
So I've been coming here for 9 years now, I just realized, and there's been a number of people throughout the years, people that have moved on with the church planning that were pre-influential, and then there was people who I didn't even know that I saw out in the Christmas time frame with the Living Nativity as I drive around the corner to my house, and that always caught my attention and kind of drew me to this church. And Dorothy was the person that greeted me at the door when I came in, and she probably doesn't even realize that or remember it. But there's just been a number of people. Doug Cox, the man who never says no. He's always volunteering, helping out with everything. I've met my wife through this church, so it's always had a special home, place in my heart, and she always encourages me to step out of my comfort zone and to do more and to serve more and to grow, and for that I thank her. And seeing the young guys, Michael and Ken, I mean, to be your age and to have the faith that you have, and Jordan, the way you just cut to the chase with your prayers and the power behind them is an inspiration. So I want to thank everybody. And Pastor Frank, I really appreciate you through the years and your influence. And I think it was Clint that said, you know, it was nice to see you bring live music to the worship. So I appreciate all that.
Thank you. Thanks. Well, thanks, everybody. This is your family, right? These are your people, right? This is your family. And if you haven't, you don't look at this as your family, we would love to make you a part of this. If you're just kind of like, well, I'm not sure that I'm that connected here yet. This is family. We want to welcome you in and be a part of this. So we're just going to close in a moment of prayer, and we'll take 5 minutes to set up for local conference. Local conference isn't going to be now 20 minutes instead of 30 minutes, because we are going to be done by 1 o'clock, somehow or other. So let's take a minute to pray. Father, thank you.